beneath, beneath me, the strong delusion. And say, before you come to the altar, we're going to pray for you. And all the beating and patting and carrying on and hitting you in the back and all this kind of thing, tears running down the cheek. You'll be the state too about that.
You know what I mean?
didn't want to get off on that, but I thought it was necessary for me to point that out to you. All right, read where you are. Now, then I'll come back and show you why I'm having you to read this. Remember, we're talking about that pattern. You understand?
And, all right, read.
And he that searches the heart
knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit.
No! What's in the mind? What? Read.
According to the will of Yahweh.
He makes the intercession according to the will or according to the purpose.
Right, right.
That's the reason why you have prayed and cried and sung the blues and got no answer to it. Because it's out of harmony with the purpose. Cast down on you.
But now listen, after he was cast out of heaven, you got it right there in your book. It says, now is salvation come. We will not have any more strife in heaven. Now, God did not cast him out of it.
Little old yard like that. That's right.
Now, you got it right there in your book. And you got it in the first chapter of Jude. Michael and his angels fought. And the dragon and his angels fought. You understand? And he, Michael, cast him out. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Now, after Michael has cast him out, fall unto the inhabitants of earth. Listen, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down unto you. You understand? Now that's why all this disturbance, war, different religious convictions and whatnot, is on the face of the earth, is because the accuser of the brethren is cast down unto you. And woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. You understand? Woe, woe, woe. Now I started out this by telling you about the dollar version of the Bible. And I told you about the King James Version, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't I tell you that? Then I told you about the Masoretic text, the symbol that translated from the original back there. You understand? I tell you about that. The 70th Alexander Eden. You understand? That made the first manuscript. Heard about the Dead Sea Scrolls and so forth. I don't want to get into that. But what I do want to get into is this. Now, this is what I'm getting into. See, now it's cast out the dragon and the Michael and his angels fought. You understand? And he was cast out. That place wasn't found there anymore. And they cast out down here to you. Now, what do you expect to have down here on earth? But war, you expect to have all kinds of religious doctrines, all kinds of conflicts, you understand? All kinds of notions, you understand? Now that's what's down here.
Yeah.
You see? Now I come along to tell you the truth about it. And tell you his real name. You understand? Now, the devil says it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. You see? Now, you can't unravel no such mess as that.
That's right.
That don't even make sense. It's stupid. That's what you've got in your King James Version. And that's what you've got in your Yahweh Version. You understand? Now, we're bringing it back to you like it really is. There's nothing that the world can say that they don't have another objection. And to say we're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because the things we're bringing to them, they never heard of before. They never. This school was incorporated as a school, not a church. To go back in and tell you the reality of things and tell you the truth about it. You understand? Well, now that, just like Messiah, listen at me close. You pay attention to everything I say. Because I'm not mincing words. I'm not trying to do what you call preach a good sermon. See, I'm trying to teach. I'm trying to impart to you some understanding. I'm trying to show you that the errors and mistakes of mankind. That's been imposed on them by the devil. And trying to rescue your soul. That's more important than anything else.
You ought to be
hell is.
That's right.
And if it is darkness, that's confusion.
That's right.
And ignorance.
Up here again, number. That's right.
Where did it come from? Cast out of heaven. Woe to them that are on earth. You understand? Because the accuser of the brethren is cast down to you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And those satanic spirits or demonic spirits is incarnated in your mind. That's why you can't believe the truth. You understand? That's why when the truth is presented to you, you understand? Which you never have had, you understand? You say that that's a bunch of junk. Grown-ups.
Right.
All middle-aged folks. It don't work like that. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. All right, read it. Don't make no difference whether you do or do not. Whether we be born or free. And have been all made to drink. Drink of that one spirit. See? Angels are ministering spirits. Then they're cast out of satanic spirits. See? With a multitude and diversities of doctrine. You understand? But it don't make no difference whether we infuse our death up. We're all fed up into that one body. We're all baptized. See? How? By one spirit, not water, baby.
That's right.
You see it now? No, you can't get around it. Now look, what we were talking about. Now you see how you got in that, don't you? You see how everybody gets into the one body.
Right.
But what is the body? The body is the congregation or the assembly, which you speak of as the church.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
Now, what would you do? Now, we're going to go back to Dr. Harris now and read the same verse that he read about the sheep. Then the broadcast of the play. And now, get back over there because I'm going to put these two together. That's in the 8th chapter of Romans. All right, read.
But chiefly them that walk after the flesh. In the lust of uncleanness.
Mm-hmm. And despise or hate government. Presumptuous they are.
Self-willed. They are not afraid to defile dignity.
They are not afraid, the King James Version says, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignity.
That's right.
Says, I'm a dignity.
That's right.
Sense to preach the gospel to you just like it is.
Yeah.
And the world out there not afraid to speak evil of me.
Yeah.
Because I'm out of harmony with what they say. They don't have no fear. And the Roman Catholics that sent them around called hell my kind.
Right.
And put us to death by the million.
That's right.
Protestants too have did. Apostle Paul says this, yeah, and all that will live, orderly, in Yahshua the Messiah, shall, not maybe, but shall be persecuted.
Right.
You understand? I can't expect myself to be persecuted. And I'm not down here to complain about people. You understand? I'm down here to undergo. Go and go. Do you understand? All right. Leon got that.
There is therefore now no condemnation.
Now listen. She said they had walked after the fact.
Yeah.
See? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's what Peter
said.
Right. And you go on down in there. He said that false prophet and false teacher. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And James picked it up over there and he said there. You understand? He's talking about that's missing at me now. They've got like natural fruit beasts.
That's right.
See, just like a natural fruit beast, a cow, a fox,
enemies. You understand? All he knows is out in the pasture. You understand? Eating grass. You understand? He don't know nothing about where that bread comes from. You understand? He's got a natural appetite total in mind with what he needs.
Yeah.
He's got a snapple, good thing, easy to feed himself. You see what I mean? And you got something like that there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, suppose you read. Now, we're talking about them that walk after the flesh.
That's right.
Now you see how it comes down to the word of angels, which are greater in power.
That's right.
Bring not a raving accusation. All right.
Against them before Yahweh.
Yeah, don't bring a raving accusation against them before Yahweh. You understand? But what?
But these, that natural fruit.
But these, that natural fruit. That's why you can't see nothing but the community. That's why you can't see nothing but a spring of water. You see? That's why you can't see nothing but this natural thing. Now here is Apostle Paul speaking in the second chapter of Corinthians. For the natural man, he don't know spiritual things. And neither can he know. It sounds like foolishness to him. You understand? When you come into talking to somebody about immersing them in the name of the Father, Yahweh, immersing them in the name of Joshua, in the name of Elohim, yeah, or the Holy Ghost. He don't know nothing about what you're talking about. Get him a brand new order.
That's right.
Do you understand? Because he's just like a natural good beast.
Don't know a thing about what you're talking about.
Peter said, see, them that walk after the flesh, them satanic spirits incarnated in them bodies, walking around there with all kinds of religious doctrines.
Got the world turned upside down.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now, if you don't understand what I mean, but I mean Roman Catholics and Protestants and Buddhists and every other kind of thing. Now that's what I'm talking about, Freddie.
Worshiping of idols and idolatry.
A lot of superstition and a lot of ignorance. See, when you come in talking about spiritual things, you have to have the spirit to discern spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
You get it now?
Yeah.
Are you following?
Yeah.
Is anything getting over to you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, read. I am reading it out of the Bible.
All right, Doctor.
And shall utterly perish in their
and they shall corrupt. They were made to be taken and destroyed. That man is going to be destroyed.
Listen, don't the potter have power to make one vessel under honor and the other under dishonor?
Mm-hmm. You understand?
Now you've got nine different gifts.
There.
You understand? And here you stand. You are supposed to be able to understand the gift of prophecy.
Right.
You're supposed to be able to understand the gift of tongues.
Right.
And the interpretation of tongues.
Right.
You have another gift, the gift of discerning of spirit.
Right.
Can't you discern the difference?
Right.
Somebody's giving you some crackers and bread, dude. Somebody's ducking you in a puddle of water. Can't you discern the difference?
All right, read.
They shall receive the reward of unrighteousness.
And they will receive the reward of unrighteousness. Read on.
They have paid that county pleasure.
That county pleasure. They get bad time. Great pleasure. All right. Read.
And they that county pleasure to ride.
This county pleasure to ride with you in the daily ministration. You understand? Always somebody wants an opportunity to come down here and tell you how you ought to take the grape juice and how you ought to punch somebody in the water. Get great pleasure. Going to come down here and learn and teach us something. Then got the nerve to want us to pay them for it.